Good to see you here. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Here's some, I love scripture, but let's just go to one today. This is the beginning of Psalm 63. It says, O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you. As in a dry and weary land where there's no water. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory, because your steadfast love is better than life. My lips will praise you. Lord, we bless you, we praise you, we worship you. We come before you, we gather in your name, in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. precious.
You have shown us so good what is good. You have shown us, oh Lord, what you require. You have heard all our songs of how we long to worship you. Yet you've told
to walk humbly with.
And I thank you that we have seen the riches of your love in our lives and in the lives of others around us. And I pray that each day of our lives, as we come to you with prayers and burdens and seeking direction, God, that we would know and remember your love, and that we would be able to see it and know it and use it as a way to guide us and lead us in all that we do, and as a way to help us bear up under the brokenness of the world around us and the brokenness of our own lives. And we thank you for that, God. We thank you that we can look to you for that and let your love inform the way we love others. And God, in light of that, we come to you this morning with our prayers and with our requests. And we just give these to you. And God, we pray for Ray Swigert, Melanie Bachman's grandfather, as his health is continuing to fail and decline. Just pray that he would know your peace. Be with the Bachman family as they care for him. Be with Vicki Elmaker also as she is helping and there with him. Just pray that you'd be with all involved, and pray for your grace and your love to abound in that house and with Ray. We also pray for the Starry family, friends of Kathleen Tanksley. I pray for Lisa Starry and her family as her mother Joan died, and just pray that you'd be with that whole family. Be with Lisa as they deal with the death of their mother. Just pray that they would know your grace and your peace in the midst of it. We also pray for Arayla, Lori Cole's friend. She continues a battle with cancer. Just be with her as they go through testing, as they pray for your healing. Pray for Harold Godshaw, a friend of many here, a former member of our church. Be with him and Joni, his wife, as Harold is going through a battle with cancer. Just pray that he would know your peace and your grace in this time. We pray for Kay Nixdorf as she's recovering from knee surgery. Just be with her and Ray as they go through the recovery. We also pray for Bonnie, a friend of Denise, as she heals from ankle surgery. Just be with Bonnie, God, as she heals and recovers. We also pray for Aubrey Eshelman's brother as he's we hear he has entered rehab. Just be with him in this what will be a long journey of healing and rehabilitating. Just be with him. Be with the entire Eshelman family. We also pray for all of those who are expecting new life in this church. Just be with each and every couple as they await the coming date. Just be with the mothers and the babies as the babies grow. Pray for health and life in all of the wombs that are represented here. We also pray for the LCCS senior trip as they are in Peru right now and will be coming home, I believe, Monday. Just pray for good travels. Pray for the time there as we've been receiving updates. Just thank you for the way that you've been moving. Pray for Mark and Kristen as they are there with them and also helping to be a part of that trip. Just pray that you'd be with them in their ministry there. And God, we look to the greater world. We pray for peace in the world. We also pray especially today for the country of New Zealand as they have undergone a very bad earthquake. Just pray that you would be with everybody there. Pray that there would not be a tsunami and that there would not be much loss of life. And God, we also thank you that this is Orphan Sunday, where we can recognize the need for justice in this world. And just pray for all of those ministries that are involved in care of orphans, and just pray that you'd be with them in their ministry. Pray for the orphans of the world, that they would somehow find someone to look after them, and that God, I pray that we know that in your kingdom there is no orphans, that you are a father to all, and I pray for all the orphans across the world that they would in some way, somehow, find that knowledge and know that. And so we pray all of these things in your name. Amen. Well, good morning, everyone. It's good to see everyone again. And I'd like to welcome any guests that we have. And it's good to have you here. By way of announcements, the Extraordinary Give begins on November 18th. As you can see in the bulletin, you can go to the website to find a list of local organizations that are participating in that. I know of two that are connected to members here. Obviously, LCCS, we have many members here who teach there and coach there, and they are part of that. Also, Roger informed me that he's part of an organization called Exit Lancaster. It's a mentoring and tutoring organization that helps kids in the southeast part of Lancaster City, I believe it is. So, and that's also there. I think he said you can find that on the website if you want to give to that. Just a reminder, Kids Choir, every Tuesday, they've been working hard and singing the songs. And so we're looking forward to that. Also, a ladies and girls tea. Nan and Sandy are heading this up. They decided to make this happen. They'd like to make it a tradition in our church. So that's December 10th from 1 to 3 in the Fellowship Hall. And there's directions there of what you should bring. And so if you can be a part of that, that would be great. Also, just a reminder, Steve had mentioned, I believe, last week, that the dentist next door here, he has moved his business to another location over there by the Sheets. And his parking lot is open, and he's had some issues with lots of people parking there. But he wants the church members here at Zion to be able to park there. So there is parking permits down on the table in the Fellowship Hall. If you want to park there Sunday mornings, just put this in your windshield or in your dashboard, so that I think he otherwise will have people towed, I believe. Or ticketed or something, yeah. So just put this in your window if you're going to park over there, but you definitely are free to park there. Also, just by way of reminder, the psychologist's lot right next door on the other side of the church, that is free for us to use Sunday mornings. There's only like maybe four or five parking spaces there, but yeah, there might be a few cars there Sunday mornings, but we are free to park there on Sunday mornings. They often use our lot throughout the week, so there's kind of an agreement there that we can use that Sunday mornings. And also, on the back of your bulletin, look at the Advent and Christmas season schedule. I'm going to pull one of those out. The work day is scheduled for the 3rd, Saturday, December 3rd, 8 a.m. in the morning. So just put that in your calendar. I think that is everything by way of announcements. At this time, Nate and Rebecca Erb are going to be giving a little presentation in honor of it being Orphan Sunday. So I'm going to turn.
Sorry for the technical problems today, but we did get to see them. That last video, as Rebecca said, is the new home at the Orchard. They have a home already functioning, as we heard, when we got the update on Kids Alive at their 100th anniversary. And that is the beginning of another home. And so we're excited about that. And the team leaves today, and they will be home at the school by tomorrow night. And if they've been having a great time down there, working with children, construction projects, and just a great time. We just heard today on the news that there was a 5.1 earthquake around Pucallpa in Peru, where they're located. But we haven't heard anything from the team. And it's in an area near Pucallpa, but hopefully not right where they are, and hopefully won't have an effect on their travel and so on, or anybody. Seriously, it's a rural area, so hopefully it hasn't been too bad. But watch the news about that. There is a serious tsunami developing off New Zealand from that 7-plus earthquake that occurred there. So anyway, it's time for us now to greet one another in the name of the Lord. Thank you.